Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
My levels are also acceptable.
All right.
And I scrolled up. I don't know, and this is early. So this doesn't need to make it into the show. But I was reading in the Discord. Do you know how much my heart filled up when I saw that something I said mattered to Donkey Teeth and he thought he would try it from a different angle?
Right. Three sizes?
That was a big... Today has been a big day for me. I've had some misses, but just reading that sentence, I was like, oh, Teeth, I missed you so much. I'm so glad you're, you know, able to, you know, exist without having to dedicate 80% of your life to Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Wait, Cap got changed too?
Yeah.
Who? Man, why is none of this in the news?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Man, our scriptwriter sucks.
Why is it none of it announced anywhere?
Because it's a holiday break, Craig.
Oh, the rest of us had to go back to work this week. They can shut it and go back to work.
No way. They're living a life of hard work and pure leisure combined into one.
Man, it takes so hard to type up 3 minutes of text and put it in the forum.
Did you remember to grab any Epic Games this year?
I've been trying to grab them every day.
Okay, me too.
Most of them I've started at when I'll never play this. Give me it.
Yeah, me too. You know, honestly, of the ones that I've gotten so far, there was one that I was like, ooh, I would try this. All the rest were, I don't care. And then there was one that I was like, oh, this is a, for my enemies here on the show, this is like an S-tier game. Mm-hmm. I should check it out. Because I've heard of Death Stranding.
See, I had Norman never heard Reedus of that, but everyone seemed really excited that that was free, and I'm like, I've never heard of this game.
I know, so was I. I'm aware of it. I don't have any idea what the gameplay is like other than Norman Reedus is on the cover, and that's enough for me. And it's produced by our friends at 505 Games.
All right, then.
Who make this game go. So I was pumped about that. So someday, I'll try.
Oh, my God, I have way too many things on Epic.
Yeah, you do. They give you free stuff all the time, dude.
Yeah, my library's at 214.
Yeah. I don't even know if mine's still open. I think I closed it because I'm doing a show, but...
Wow. Hey, I've got the Game of Thrones, the board game.
Yeah, so do I.
We should play that.
We should. Give it a try. I would love to. I don't know why I mismanage my time the way that I do, but I would love to play more games with more people. I think it's just certain games I just am not interested in, so it's hard for me to say. Also that, and because our entertainment space here in my household is limited, so for me to be like, hey, I'm gonna take the cool room, Kelly, get out, go sit quietly in your bedroom and read, it's hard for me to pull that off a lot. So
yeah,
but yes, we should try that game digitally. I think it would be much better, unless it's that cool one we played, I want to say, at your house. We've played it a couple times.
Yeah.
Is that the one where the Iron Islands always win?
It could be. I did not look at the description, but I'm assuming that's the only game that throws the board game.
Okay.
But yeah, that is correct. The Iron Islands do always win. All right. Anything else? I mean, we're live and on, you know, in
yeah,
charge.
But no, we're good. I'm ready. I think I'm ready for the show. I can talk about at least one character. I'll be late on opening Steam. And there's apparently a ton of news that I want to hear about.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's at least two reworks that we were just discussing.
Yeah, completely unofficial, except kind of not. Let's roll.
Do it, Doug.
Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 364th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Hey, it's the last one for 2022.
Yeah.
Another year in the books.
Who neutral?
I'm the only one we can't say to. We get Stevie 15. Hello, Ian.
Hooray, it's me. It's also Ray. But also, hey, Craig.
Yes?
Did you see the Miley New Year's Eve special got renewed?
Oh, buddy, all I know is that Miley and Dolly, if Ray doesn't turn that on, Ray's getting shot.
Well, please don't kill Ray for any reason ever.
I'm pretty sure Ray shoots back.
Secondly, of course he's turning that on.
I need Miley and Holly. And Holly, Jesus, Dolly.
Yeah, Dolly. Yeah, no, there's no chance Ray's going to be like, I don't know. Anderson Cooper's pretty funny.
They don't even.
Maybe he gets really hammered.
They're not getting drunk. They're not allowed to drink this year. So
they're not allowed to drink anymore.
Oh, Anderson Cooper's not allowed to drink anymore?
No, it's going to be boring.
No, neither is Andy. No one is on that network. They were like, you guys are a mess. Drinking is not in vogue this year.
So don't get the sloppy drunk on national television, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
So you can watch a really uncomfortable performance by Cyndi Lauper and go, oh, I hope she's okay.
Man, Miley's so good. All right. So this is the week of 12/28 through January 4th. And your 7-day 4-star crash out of Titans. This week we had Domino versus X-Force and Cho.
Eek.
And let me tell you, Domino versus Cho gave me nightmares because I had to play it over and over and over and over again. So many times.
I only had to play it 3 times.
Oh my God. I wish I only had to play it 3 times.
Yeah. I got lucky with the red green combo, on the third try. I also got lucky against X-Force because the same thing. You can't, like, you want black to be on board, but as soon as black is on the board, he's making all the black matches and then surgically striking your face. It's, Not good.
See, I had the complete opposite. I think I beat that one the first try.
Really?
Like, I got so disgusted with fighting Cho that I'm like, fine, I'll just fight X-Force and won it. I was like, oh, now I'm going to go back to fighting Cho.
Now, I did win it on the first try, but it you know, I read about it first and I'm like, ugh, this is going to be as bad as Cho. And then it wasn't, so.
Man, every time, you know, you're just making, you know, normal match damage, he's eating hot dogs like it's going out of business.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, board after board after board, by the time that I got enough, you know, green-red combo to start firing them off, invariably he would cascade into some charged-up green tiles,
right.
And one punch is death. One punch kills my Domino every time.
I think I survived one punch on the time that I won, but it took me down to less than 1,000. I'm like, oh, it's over. And then I got exactly what I needed and fired it off.
Yeah. Every time he would get just enough green to punch me once, I'm like, all right, start over. It's infuriating.
The key is maxing out, I think, your red and green and firing the green to get more black on the board and then fire your red when there's a ton of black on the board.
I think the time I actually won, I had enough green because I got all the green charge tiles that map. I think I fired the green 4 times in a row.
Wow.
And then the red. And there was, strangely enough, even though the black kept, because the black then kept coming and coming, it kept cascading the boards into criticals and criticals and criticals because there was so much black on the board.
Sure.
That by the time I got to fire the red, I managed to win.
So, Ian, did you even try this?
Oh, I did.
Okay.
It seemed before this discussion, 5-2-2, and I think I threw some ISO at her, so she's like a 180. I was like, oh, that's a maybe. That's not a maybe.
No.
It's a hard no. I will try one more time after the show because I hadn't even considered trying X-Force because, again, since his rework, he is potent. And I was getting crushed by Cho, so I was like, I don't have a chance against X-Force. But if it's a maybe, I don't think 5-2-2 is going to do it, though.
I don't know how much damage that red does. You really got to hit him hard with the red, so it's going to be rough.
I was going to say, I don't think that's my 5, is it?
Green's, 5 is green. Green's first, right?
Yeah. So it's green, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're in trouble there.
I'm not optimistic.
Hmm. Coming up next week, though, you got Marika.
Nothing but optimistic.
Yeah.
Versus Loki. Yeah, you should be gold there.
Yeah, there's I don't want to taunt Loki openly, but I will risk it and say there's no chance of me losing. I mean, someone who everybody uses, we all have her built the correct way, the same way. I mean, in a fight like this, you might want to throw a 5 on that red. It might be different, you know, in a heads-up battle.
Right.
But, man, she's a great character.
Let's go to all the story events. There's a slew running right now. For your 12 Days of Marvel, if you finish that out, you will get the Cavalry and TV She-Hulk as your rewards.
Oh, nice. That's so not for a while yet. I'm not that far behind, am I?
I don't know. You're 3 days in, like 4 days in.
4 days,
right,
yeah.
Right. So here's what happened. I had been seeing every day that there was a new little red dot in the event or in the, in the little event thing. And then it would be like, hey, play a game with an X-Man and get this shards. And I'd be like, oh, okay. And in the back of my head, I went, man, I remember this being more than just, you know, do this and get some shards. I thought, you know, I thought it was like its own thing. And I went, ah, I guess, you know, not this year. I guess they've just done this. And then I actually clicked on the story events and I was like, what? I'm like 4 days into 12 Days of Marvel. I was so embarrassed. I felt sad. But yeah, I'm caught up. It's great. I love 12 Days of Marvel.
What else we got? Infinite Pursuit is going to get you gray suit, Spider-Woman, some arcade shards, Hulkbuster, and Phoenix Frost. That'll be followed up by Operation Spider Silk. Again, Star-Lord, Hulkbuster, Phoenix Frost. Placement is new character and Rai-Rai 3.0. Then we got Puzzle Gauntlet. That's still going for you.
Yeah.
And man, I cannot beat that one node. It's, that one's also been bugging me.
Hmm.
Which one?
The bottom right one.
Okay, so the patch one?
Yes.
Yeah, Prowler. He's the only really? Answer to me.
Okay. Yeah, I've tried Prowler. I'll try again.
I tried it doing it 1v1 with patch versus patch.
Yeah, and, no.
No, just never
mind. Right. I just, and I simply, yeah, I must have simply misunderstood it because it would be like, hey, you know, down the opponent. The only way to do damage is to match friendly strike tiles. And then he would do like his specials and I'd be like, why am I taking damage?
Right.
What's going on? I thought the only way to do damage was to match friendly strike tiles.
Yeah, he does damage as normal.
No, you're just
going
to lose.
Yeah.
So you have to let him Berserker Rage and then Prowler.
Oh, right.
Those to convert them to you.
Yeah.
See, I've been trying it with Gamorpha.
Ugh.
But I swear to God, every time I do the thing which puts her tiles all over the board,
yeah,
the computer will intentionally make a match to take away all the non-special purple tiles.
Right.
And then she'll jump across the screen and take away all my special tiles. And I get really angry. It's happened so many times.
I believe you.
I was like, oh, not again.
I don't.
When I
want to
make that power work, it never happens. When I don't want it to work, oh, nonstop. Let's see. Still gonna fill that Puzzle Gauntlet. That's for Stepford Cuckoos, I believe.
Yes.
Hey, let's talk about the last week's team. Your battle at the Basilica. How did it go fighting the Hydro Homie and the Lava Lord?
That was fine.
I don't know what their names actually are, but those are what I call them in my head.
It was fine. I you know, blacked out for a while, discovered, remembered that it was going on, and I thought as an alliance we did fine. And they were offering full covers, so you better believe I made personal and team progression.
Nice.
Good job.
I didn't see that you made personal, but good.
I did.
That's cool.
Just that you didn't notice because we had already achieved it as an alliance,
right?
And everybody stopped caring at that point.
Well, at that point, I think when we finished it, I looked over and you had like 500, near 600,000, something
yeah,
like that.
I had one last 11 p.m. push before bed and I made it.
Ah, nice.
So yeah, it was very A-OK. Good. No complaints.
All right.
I really appreciate that for, it seems like all, but at least like 90% of the Alliance events, that they always just throw in Hulkbuster. I like to think it's just for me because I'm just so lazy and all I want to do is press black and then red and then be done. But yeah, I really deeply appreciate that what I see as a shortcut. So thanks again to the devel.
All I want to do is zoom, 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 and then a boom, boom.
And shake the room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
is
PvP
that both
land
Rex and effect?
I think it has both, okay. Yes. In PvP land, Fatal Attraction is running. We're in between seasons. Dream Warrior, Hulkbuster there. Placement is Teen Gene and some Okoye shards. So, Ian, we got a new character, and if there was a clue, I never saw it.
I was also curious. I was like, I miss a lot of things, so missing a clue is not too shocking for me, but I don't remember discussing one last week.
So, yeah, I don't know if there was a clue, but it's, you know, they bought, you know, Bill Brasky to the game.
Mm. Nice. That guy's like 8 feet tall.
He's
I once saw him drink 13 cases of beer before he chewed through a wall.
He weighs 1.2 metric tons, and he will eat a cannibal for breakfast. I mean, all right, it's actually Emil Bronski. You know, it's very similar.
Mm.
But I've heard of this guy. Some people call him the Abomination.
They do.
All right, so let's talk about Emil. He's a 4-star. He is a villain, mercenary, thunderbolt, gamma, mutate, enhanced. Getting to be a lot of these descriptions on people.
That's awesome.
And he's some colors. Green, black, and purple, it appears.
Oh, good mix.
Green is called Return on Collateral for 8 green. For up to 1 random basic green tile, destroy the surrounding tiles. Destroyed tiles deal 65% of his base match damage to the enemy team. So AoE team, I like
wow.
that. But does not gain AP. However, for each red strike attack or protect tile destroyed, Abomination gains a return point. Remember, these will be important later. Passively, if Abomination is downed at the start of his next turn, he heals 2% health for each of these return points that he has, using all 8 of them. It appears that he can save up to 8 of those return points. You get up to 16% health back from the dead.
Oh.
As you go up in level in green, you're destroying more tiles. At level 5, you're destroying 5 green tiles that are randomly chosen. Destroyed tiles are doing 75% of his match damage as AoE, and you're getting 6% health back per. So that's up to 48%.
Well, you're not destroying the green, right? You're destroying all the tiles around the greens?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. So that's a lot more damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, destroy surrounding tiles.
Wow.
That's exciting.
That seems potent.
Yeah.
So just a little bit of more information that I need as we move forward. Is this a new 4-star or a new 5-star?
4.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is a 4-star.
Okay. All right. You have my attention again.
Yeah, you can totally get this guy.
Yes, I will one day cover this guy and one day get to play with this guy. So you now have my attention again. So he can resurrect himself and do damage?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. AoE good. Damage.
And do what?
AoE damage and resurrect himself.
So far, so good. Keep talking, friend.
Yeah, I like that one. 6 black, the direct approach. Deal a minor amount of damage to the target and create a 2-turn countdown tile that causes his match damage to also deal 80 damage to all other characters. Mm. That's not great. However, passively, each time Abomination takes more than 18% of his max health and damage all at once, he gets one of those return points. This power is the passive on this is always unlocked. As you go up in level, you're doing more damage. It's not a lot. You're dealing 572 damage with 100 to everybody. But that's a 4-turn countdown tile, and you're gaining return points on taking more than 8% damage. So you're going to be gaining those return points.
Yeah.
Pretty quick on only 8% damage.
Right.
So that sounds decent. The purple one is the passive. It's called Gamma Toxins. At least it eats braces. reduces enemy match damage by 10% and enemy ability damage by 6%. Reducing Gamma Mutate's mass damage by an additional 10%. Abomination takes advantage of this weakness, dealing 15% bonus damage to Gamma Mutates. So he's taking damage away from everyone by 10%, 20% to other people who are Gamma people, while dealing 15% more damage to them. That sounds real good.
Yeah.
But wait, it gets better.
Oh!
As it goes up in level, you're reducing enemy match damage by 20%, reducing enemy ability damage by 30%, Gamma Mutates by 30%, and increasing damage to Gamma Mutates by 50%. That seems like, man, he is set to, like, thump on some Hulks and things.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his life.
It is his life, and boy, he looks like he's going to be good at it.
Yeah, that's great. I totally support that. And that was so many percentages on so many different things. I was like,
it was.
That's a lot of numbers. It's not confusing like it should be. But I was just like, oh, that's very specific and each and every level. Thanks for the detail. I appreciate that. Let's see what's next.
In the feeder realms, he apparently is going to feed the next 5-star character.
Oh, yes.
Whomever that may be.
It's going to be leader.
That could be. That would be exciting.
I'm on board.
I'm totally on board with that.
I can't imagine who else it could be. I mean, that I would be cool with him, you know, feeding.
I'm assuming it's going to be 5-star Red Hulk, actually.
Sure. That's a possibility.
Because you got Thunderbolt Ross coming up in his Thunderbolts movie as well.
Right.
Oh, right. He makes sense, yes. Hey! Okay. I like where your head's at, kid. You got a future in this business.
So, Operation Spider Silk, as we said, is running starting tomorrow. He's in progression there. Welcome to Shield events. Going to run the 1st, the 6th, Abomination Shards, and a recruit token for a Shield offer in progression there. In Strange Sights, the 5th to the 8th, Abomination covers and shards and a vault token there. The Versus in Lethal Intent from the 29th to the 2nd. He's cover and shards and placement there. And his PvP is called Feeling Green. It's not easy being green. From the 1st to the 4th, covers and shards there plus recruit token. For the offer, the Abomination Friends Vault, running the 1st to the 6th, 80 item vault featuring the Abomination and Cho. Huh. All right. Well, he's Hulk.
So this is going to be a 100% Abomination character. We're not going to see Tim Roth anywhere.
I hope so. At least do the voice. At least let him do the voice work.
Oh, in the movie, sure. I mean, in the game.
Oh, no, not in the art.
Not going to.
Oh, yeah, no transformations in appearance. Right. It's going to be abomination all the time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He sounds exciting.
Yeah, he sounds really good.
Yeah. He's got a lot going on.
So, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, where's the window that I closed?
I don't know.
Aw, nerds. In other news, in non-announced semi-official, perhaps could be true news, there appear to be changes made to Gambit and Cap.
Ooh, nerfs or buffs?
Buffs, I hear.
Ooh, which Cap?
I don't know.
Oh, dude.
F.A., first Avenger.
is that the first five-star version of him? Or is that the bearded version?
I don't know.
Didn't
they come out on the exact same day or something? I don't.
No. Iron Man and Cap came out on the same day. But Lumber Cap and other Cap came out years apart.
If it's first Avenger Cap, he came out first, right?
I think so. I think he came out with the first five-star Iron Man and five-star Cap that we got, or perhaps.
Yes.
Okay.
I had to look at the covers in order it's the the Civil War.
The Civil War version that you get to play at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are we talking about? All right, so in Gambit, it seems like he's going to have purple's going to be cheaper.
Both Gambits or just the five star?
I don't know, dude. None of this is official.
You guys are the worst. This is nothing but hearsay and conjecture. You're getting a cease and desist letter from me this weekend.
It's definitely the five star. Okay. I didn't look at the three star. Anyway, match damage is now higher. The red has been changed. There's now a passive on the red that charges. What does it say? Charges red and purple tiles every turn? It is a new costume, it says.
Ooh.
I don't know. To me, it doesn't look like the three changed.
Oh. That's okay. I've disrespected him enough times by not learning what his powers are. I understand.
Yep.
I deserve no change.
Let me try and find anything on the Cap changes.
Who was it? Somebody just posted.
Yeah, there's something up here in Discord if I roll up here.
Oh, okay. I didn't have Discord in front of me.
Cap's yellow doesn't have numbers attached, but at 450, it does about 20,000 to the front character, 5,000 AoE. Attack tiles and defense tiles are 1,200. Red is 7 AP, does 16,000 with three covers or 21,000 with five covers. And at five covers of blue is 7 AP. 7,000 plus 3,000 for every friendly strike, attack, or protect tile. 81,000 health and modern match damage.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know what the change is, like how he compares to what he was. Yeah.
Again, when we're working with semi-unofficial information, we're giving you everything we have as of now. We'll verify our sources and update later.
Those numbers sound pretty decent, but yeah, I don't know what the increase was.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, hopefully we'll get some official announcement. As always, it'll come out on Thursday after we record this show just because they like to taunt us.
Like Abomination did?
Yeah. Because for some reason, they now hate us and like to release things on Thursdays.
And I got that information from Discord user recently reworked Leviticus Chalms.
He's a put-on.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're referencing.
What's that song? I don't even remember the words.
Yeah.
Evidence Front. Yes, thank you, Samurai.
I'm like, it's The Who, but I can't think of the name of the song.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the song. I was like, it's got those words.
Leviticus Chomp to put on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Ray.
Sorry.
So that's the, official news and some unofficial, but seems to be true news.
Yeah.
What else you got in News World?
It's boring and uninteresting. Do you mind if I share anyway? I'd like to get it off my chest.
All right.
So I had a little snafu at work today. It turns out that I had gone to someone's home and done some work on site for them.
Eech.
Yeah, that's fine. And this was like a week and a half ago. And for whatever reason, when I returned to the shop, I got distracted and I never made an invoice for them. I never put the check in the drawer. I just totally blanked. Like, it was in my coat pocket. I wandered away with it. I did other things. I got a call from the gentleman I did the work for, and he said, it's been like a week and a half and almost 2 weeks, and you haven't cashed my check. I was just wondering if everything's okay. And I was like, uh-oh, who are you and what did I do? And he explained to me, and I was like, oh, no. I said, hold on, I'll call you later. I need to investigate. And I talked to my boss, and he was like, what did you do? And I was like, I don't know, man. And I was just, we're tearing the store apart, and I'm cleaning the whole store. I'm looking everywhere. And guess what's sitting here on my desk in front of me? Man, I feel 120% better.
Nice.
I'm embarrassed, but man, when I looked over to see some show notes and I was like, what is that? Is that a check? I was like, yes!
So tell me that you guys charge like an absurd amount of money to go to someone's house instead of making them bring the computer to you.
Sadly, no.
Oh.
We charge for 1 hour of in-store labor will cost you $69.95 plus tax. 1 hour of on-site labor will cost you $79.95 an hour plus tax, plus a $20 travel charge if you're within a 10-mile radius.
You guys don't charge enough.
That's true. But we live in a very poor area compared to State College.
I hear
you. We are competitive in our area. We are less than your, you know, say like a Staples or a Best Buy. And I think we're on point with like the one or two other people who still try to fix electronics in our area.
Yeah, but boy, going to people's homes, that's just
is not the pits.
Oh, no bueno.
Oh, don't worry. Blah, blah. Pet is friendly.
Yeah,
oh, here it's
that.
In this tiny space and it's in the worst pot. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. It's the pits.
My computer just happens to be buried under everything I could possibly find, and it's gross because I spilled cereal on it 2 weeks ago,
yep.
And it smells of spoiled milk.
Yes.
But, you know, don't worry about that. I'm sure that's not the problem with it,
yep. You
know.
I'm sure it's just a quick and easy fix.
Yeah.
Everybody is super sure of that. I don't want to dive too deeply into that. That makes me feel a little frustrated. Yeah. But anyway, found the check, feel better. Let's take a starship to Xandar.
I was going to tell you a different random story that happened locally.
Please!
I don't know if I've been telling you this, but there's a local township that is run by a bunch of, you know, insane people nowadays.
Sure. I don't doubt that.
So they decided that they had to have a special meeting on the day after Christmas.
All right.
To try to, you know, make sure that nobody came.
Yes.
Because they want to stop sending funding to the library.
Okay.
Which made their citizens very upset.
Yes.
Because people like the library.
Yes.
And, you know, and so the people who did show up came with statistics, which the board members did not like. One of which being saying, why are we trying to take away, it costs us like $20 a person who lives here to fund the library. According to the census, the people who live here make double the amount per, you know,
right.
Household income of the rest of Center County. Why are we a bunch of freeloaders and why can't we just pay for this? And their answer was, well, you know, we just don't like this contract. We just don't think it's fair. And they said, well, no other township has a problem with paying this amount of money, you jerks. And they went, yeah, suck it. We're going to do it anyway. So they voted a resolution to stop funding the library.
That's preposterous. Please tell me. That's all they said? Now, up here, we had our own drama, but that was because, oh my goodness, they showcased a book that said homosexuals exist.
Oh, no. All the townships are in a articles of agreement with the library, right?
Right.
And what it says is, hey, we've got this formula. It's based on how many active library cards and such you have in your township.
Right.
And you will pay us X many of dollars based on how many people are using the library. That seems to make sense. That seems fair.
Seems logical.
Right. They don't like the fact that they said that the library gets to dictate to them how much they have to pay.
The library doesn't. It's an algorithm. You follow
right.
it. That's why
uh-huh.
we wrote it.
Right. And their answer was, well, they're just asking for a blank check every year. They're like, no,
yeah,
no, they're
not.
And they said, in actuality, if you've watched the last 2 years, our contributions for this township actually gone down $2,000. So we're actually paying less than we did a couple of years ago.
A blank check.
It hasn't gone up. It's actually gone down.
Are all the council members pundits on Newsmax?
No, blank check?
That's patently untrue.
So it turns out that the head of the board used to be the township manager years ago and got fired. So he's got this huge vendetta against not doing what he wants. So he ended up getting elected and made the head of the board. Promptly then fired the township manager they did have. Has got some flunkies on the board who do whatever he tells them to say. So he just gets to vote in whatever he wants. Because he has decided, they also passed a resolution to get rid of the manager position entirely. So they don't have a manager just so he can do it himself. Because that way no one can tell him no. And the one member of one of his yes men, somebody asked him at the meeting, you know, what his opinion was on it. His answer was, you know, I don't like to speak in public. You don't like to speak in public. You're an elected official. Your only job is to speak in public. I was like, oh, dear God, you people are the worst. So they're terrible people.
I love that at literally every level of government and management, this it's person terrible. That you're referencing exists.
Yeah.
These sad, petty tyrants with no self-esteem and enormous egos that are just trying to eke out any semblance of power for themselves because that's all they have and that's what gets them up in the morning.
And the other, like, to make the story even more fun, so like a week ago or so, they had the local fire company in who said, hey, we're like out of money. Like, what are we going to do? And the local EMS company came in and said, hey, we're broke. We are closing our doors in January because we can't afford to pay any staff anymore. They then decided, they said, oh, well, that's not good. You know, we need to come up with some way to better fund you guys, you know, with like consistent money so that you can plan your budgets and things better. And then a week later argued that the consistent funding plan that the library has is unreasonable.
It's like a blank check.
You can't give the library standard amounts of money, but you can give the EMS people standard amounts of money. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? And the EMS people are like, look, we just want to pay like our staff like $13 an hour to save your life. And they're like, I don't know. I was like, oh my God, an EMS person only makes like $13 an hour? That's so sad. I'm like, I want this person to show up my house and save me from dying. Like, I want them to make, you know, much more money so they show up my house happy and want to be there to save my life. If so he's making $13 an hour, he's going to be like, I don't care if you live or die, dude. Like, whatever.
Right. So that way it's something that is a competitive job that people work hard because they desire it, not because they're like, oh, man, it's slightly better than sheets.
Right. And right now, it's actually worse than sheets. You can make more than $13 an hour working in sheets. You can make like $18 an hour working in sheets nowadays.
All right. Samurai is correct. This has gone on too long, but
let's come back
to
the show.
Craig and I have the framework of a new up-and-coming show. We'll keep you posted.
Hey, I wanted to do an Ian Craig call-in show for years.
So. I know, but it's not quite right. We're working on it.
I heard this morning that the local radio guy is no longer going to be on the radio, so we can try and get that job again.
Oh, I missed that job. That was the greatest job I've ever had.
Morning call-in show? I would totally be on top of that. I'd love that.
Right, anyway. Now can we go to Xandar?
We can! This week, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Elsa Bloodstone 4, Maximum Blood.
I would watch that.
I would too.
So yes, let's talk about everybody's favorite supporting character from Werewolf by Night, Elsa Bloodstone.
That's going to be a full moon film, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has red, blue, and purple abilities. She's a 4-star character. Bloodstone Gem costs 7 red AP. Let's see what it does. It stuns all airborne and invisible enemies for one turn and deals 761 damage to the target. The stun increases to 3 turns and the damage increases to 5,679. Ta, darling. Cost you 9 blue AP. Let's see what it does. It deals 123 damage to the target. Choose a tile and destroy the 8 tiles surrounding it, plus 1 other random tile, dealing 82 damage for every yellow tile destroyed. Oh, that's neat. I didn't know that that's what that ability did. That's a fun way to represent shooting someone with a shotgun. Let's see how that gets better. It deals 1,918 damage, destroys 3 random tiles, in addition to the 8 around the surrounding tiles, and an additional 1,284 damage per yellow tile destroyed. Time for a tea break. Costs you 8 purple AP. It converts 3 green basic tiles into black trap tiles that deal 221 damage when matched or destroyed by either team. The passive element, if there are 10 or more black tiles on the board at the start of a turn, convert 2 of them to yellow tiles. So, as this scales its way up, it converts 4 green basic tiles into black trap tiles, which deal 911 damage. That ability sounds awful. I would not recommend that. If this isn't a 553 character, only loosely know how to play this game, which is true, but I may have just overlooked something. I don't know. That's a T-Break is a dud. The other two, compared to the other two abilities, maybe it's got its own thing. I don't know. I don't get a lot of Elsa Bloodstone. I don't even know if that I have her fully covered. So I can't say that I've dived too deeply in her, but 553 sounds like an okay build to me.
Does it make you feel better if that's near the bottom of the popularity list?
Darn it.
355 is actually the most.
What is?
355.
Oh. All right.
I have the 544, you know.
I can see 355. That top ability only seems to only stun airborne and invisible enemies, so the stun component is inconsistent and, you know, very niche, and the damage is pretty poor. So, yeah, that's kind of a dud as well. I see that. I can accept that.
If you're using her as, a one-on-one, but then usually the person's immune to stun, so...
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I have her at a 445. I'm pretty sure that was the random as I got it.
Yeah, 454 would also be... If you're gonna do a 2-4 build, the blue seems like the winner. I don't know. Again, I don't see that she's gonna be a very heavily played character for some people, but I do appreciate her existence and her making her way to this game.
Yeah.
She is a cool character that until recently got almost no press.
Did you watch that movie?
I did. It was good. You were correct.
Yeah. I didn't think it was bad. Did you also watch the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special?
I haven't yet. I don't even know if it's still available.
Oh, I'm sure it will be forever.
Owen is not into Marvel yet at all, so it's a super hard sell to try to get him to watch any of those sorts of things.
Hmm. I would think that one might be the more accessible one.
Yeah, no, that does seem funny and wholesome, and he would probably like it, but I don't know, he just didn't express any interest when I offered it.
Hmm.
I think we just settled on Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas and went from there.
All right. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Not a whole lot, but I did want to mention earlier in Discord, Donkey Teeth said that he's taking Ian's advice, trying to play when he can, going for progression when he can, but if he doesn't, no big deal. No big whoop.
No big whoop.
That's some good coffee talk right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I think that's the way to go. That's
Yeah. I hope it works for you. I missed you too much. I'm glad you're back.
He did also ask if we were doing a show tonight, and I told him, but... I don't think I've seen him on, but, you know, it's holidays, so people are going to be in and out.
Right. It's been a couple weeks. He could have at least three more kids.
Also, Leviticus Chom asked, curious if you'd had the chance to play with the clandestinely rebalanced 5-star Cap or 5-star Gambit. Clearly, we have not.
Sadly, no.
He says, haven't seen any official announcements, but loving both of the rebalances. These characters can, the builds can be fun on teams, but both will absolutely shine when boosted. Do we have any opinions on the build? So not as of yet. I might try Gambit out here shortly, and Cap, I don't even know if I'll notice a difference. Like, I use so rarely, but like I said before, the numbers sound pretty good, so...
No,
might throw him in.
But heard of this change at 5 minutes till 9, so.
Right. But it sounds like he's giving it a thumbs up, so that sounds
right.
Good deal.
Anyway, that's it. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just,
and we
want,
just
to
want to pump you up. All right, let's talk about some boosted characters. Let's see who's on the list this week. We've got 3-star Beast. His green AoE is going to be boosted. His yellow healing will be boosted, as will his blue special tile generation effects. Gray Suit Black Widow is boosted, so her green AoE boosted, and her red damage also boosted. Doctor Strange, yellow retaliation boosted. I think his Crimson Bands of Sidorak also do a little damage in addition to stunning, so more so with the damage. Scarlet Witch, I think she's got some purple AoE that is boosted. I don't think her other two things should be affected by boosting. Mohawk, Storm, green, damage is up, and what else she's do? She puts out the attack tiles. She puts out a bunch of attack tiles, also more effective. All right, on to the 4-stars. Black Cat is boosted. Purple damage increased before going airborne. More trap tile damage from her black. And more green damage, especially if people are stunned. Human Torch, the android kind, more red damage, bigger strike tiles, and green repeater damage is increased. Negasonic Teenage Warhead, she does a skosh of AoE with her green, a little better self-healing with her yellow, and the red damage also mildly improved. North Star, what's this guy all about? He seems familiar. Oh, he does a little damage with his blue. That's cool. Health burst with his yellow, and a little damage with his black ability.
He's got a summon in the Wonder Twin powers.
Yeah. The all-time greatest, Peggy Carter. That's only my humble opinion. I know it's not accurate, but I'm sticking with it. Tons of blue damage, tons of red damage. Pumped when that is boosted. Someone I use regularly. Five-star boosted guys. Dr. Rock is doing stuff. He's doing damage with his blue. Bigger strike tiles out of his black. And I think his cunning scheme will eventually do some AoE damage. Iron Man. Let's see what that guy's doing these days. Winning team does more damage. The House Party Protocol is doing more damage. And that is it. Who's this feller? Rescue. I've heard of her. Blue damage increase, red damage increase, and stronger protect tiles and buffing with the yellow. And last is probably, this looks like recently reworked, Bruce Banner Hulk.
Yes, sir.
More green AoE with the smash. Bigger red attack tiles with the smartest guy in the room. And I think that's about it. Everything else is built in. Oh, he does do more damage with his, if there's not enough green on the board. Or if damage is done to him. I don't know how he works, because he was recently reworked, and I didn't know before or after. But he's boosted. So if you enjoy the new recently reworked, now's the opportunity to cash in. Let's see what Samurai says. Friendly reminder. This week sucks for everyone in retail. Please remember to be nice to the folks trying to help the customers while they're understaffed and underpaid. That's a fair assessment. I had to take something from work to the UPS store the other day. My goodness. Those guys were in a bad way.
Really?
I was like, you guys okay? They're like, nope. I was like, all right, is there anything I can do to help immediately? They're like, can you package some of these and tape them shut? And I said, I'm on the clock at another place or else I could help. And they said, well, then here's your receipt and have a good day. I was like, man, hang in there, guys.
My local UPS store, he is like the chipperest guy I've ever met every time I go in there.
So the guys in the store wear the little brown shorts too?
No.
No.
I'm sure they're welcome to, but it's not required and they choose not to.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mystify.
Mystify. Ian opens Steve.
All right.
Ray, you opening 1.2 gazillion tokens this week?
Just the one.
Okay.
She-Hawk's still in there, so I thought she was leaving today, but apparently that might be tomorrow. And we're not even sure about that. Mine.
Go home, She-Hulk, you're drunk.
Mine is a 4-star Deadpool. Countdown for what?
Countdown for what?
That's it. I will open the other 127 sometime in the future.
I've got 8.
Oh, no. I'll hurry. Hang on. Where is this part of the show? It's down here. Latest Legends. I've heard of those. Ready?
Yep.
It's a 4-star. I don't recognize it. Icarus. Oh, Icarus! Yeah! I got Icarus.
All those responses are perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, go.
Let me see what I... Hey, I needed that one, too. Okay. Whenever you're ready, Craig, enjoy.
All right. My first one is purple. Arcade, happy birthday! Android Jim.
Hey, he's going to be boosted.
North Star.
Hey, boosted.
Hydra Stomper.
Not boosted.
Nope.
Moon Knight, Nico, Glider Man, and Carol. So 1 5-star there.
Hey, that's okay. That's not too far below average, and I'm glad you shifted there in the middle, though. I was re-looking at the boosted character list, and I was like, ugh, of all the weeks to make a run on boosted characters, this is not the week you want to do it.
Yeah, I see that. However, that's good stuff. I like the arcade. That's good.
Yeah.
Thanks always then to the OG.
This guy.
Anything else? Ian, what's in the podcast network? Let's do that first.
The podcast network, which is called the Soon-to-Be-Named Network. You can check it out at soontobenamednetwork.com. this and several other ever-growing podcasts. It kind of ebbs and flows, but I think we're flush at the moment, so you will have your pick of many excellent podcasts to check out. We're all on the soon-to-be-named network. We're available at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
All right, anything else, then, for the good of the order?
I just find it amusing that my Emma Frost is at a 333, my arcade is at a 222, and my Hitmonkey is at a 111.
That is amusing. You are correct. I feel like I'm just... I like that, the correct amount. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, we didn't go too far over. I got a second. Craig, did you watch Blood Origins yet?
No.
Okay. I know that you do own a computer.
Yeah.
Despite what you see and hear on that computer, I will urge you to give it a chance. Love it.
It's only like a few episodes, right? Five or six?
It's only four episodes.
Four.
And
okay.
Episode one was, I would go so far as to say, awesome.
Huh.
So, I have not read what other people's gripes are, only that they are many. But, I mean, it's okay. Might not be for everybody, but it's for me.
Yeah, it's on the list of things to watch, but I have not gotten to that yet. Because, you know, I very much enjoyed the regular show. So
yeah, absolutely. That's it. Kind of jumped the list for me. I really, really wanted to sit down and either watch Wednesday or Glass Onion, and then I saw that, and I was like, nah, I'm watching this first.
Yeah, I got to watch Glass Onion, too.
Yeah, that looks dope.
Yeah. Anything else, then, for the order?
Negative. I'm super pumped for Saturday. I'm sorry. I'll say it, and I'll jinx us all, but I am.
All right. Thanks, everybody, then, for joining us this week. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray over at PuzzleWarriors3.com. Get your things into the mailbag or by going to the MPQ subreddit or onto the D3 forums and leave some notes there. You can still click on that Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff. 2-day shipping, you might get it for New Year's. You never know. But you buy something there and we get a little love on the back end. So that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, until next time, a Thunderbolts movie. Stranger things have happened. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.